Like New Yorkers afraid of street crime in the 1970s, people today never stop hearing cybersecurity warnings. Have a different password for every account. Don't click on links from people you don't know. Be ready to call the Homeland Security Department. Update your software. The constant danger and the endless procedures combine to produce a new psychological phenomenon, security fatigue. That's according to a group of researchers from the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Joining me with more, computer scientist Mary Theofanos. Mary, good to have you back.
Thank you.
And so you weren't even looking for security fatigue in the survey that you did, but it sort of came up. Tell us the genesis of all this.
Yeah, it was interesting. We were really trying to talk to people to understand their mental models of cybersecurity. And by mental model, I mean we generally have these constructs that kind of guide our behavior in situations. And a good example of that is probably the restaurant mental model. So when you walk into a restaurant, you know how to behave versus a cafeteria versus, say, a fast food place. And so we were kind of looking for those and their perceptions about cybersecurity, and could they define what it meant, what privacy meant, some other security terms. And instead, we got this overwhelming view of weariness and this just reluctance to see or experience anything anymore with respect to security, and this just this loss of control. And it was all through the data and all the comments people made.
And so does that mean people aren't doing what they should for cybersecurity?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think it turns out that looking at the study, when people get weary and fatigued, they kind of give up. They kind of throw their hands up and say, well, I don't know what to do, so I'm not going to do anything. And so you end up in this loop of, okay, I'm tired, I'm frustrated from seeing all these messages, I don't know how to answer that, I don't know what decision to make, and so you don't make a decision, or you just make a hasty decision, and that might not be the appropriate decision.
Because for the average user, aside from government, just users as people, every single thing you do online, despite however convenient it might be, requires you to create an account and create a password, and it's this terrible burden on literally everything, and there is still no really good national universal recognition or identification system besides the password and the username that anyone's really been able to promulgate. There's no way around this at this point, is there?
Well, it's hard. I mean, what we'd like to do is simplify so that people can make fewer decisions. So when you're faced with fewer decisions, then you can, you know, make an accurate decision or make one that can actually help you. The other thing is we'd like to instill habits in people. The brain doesn't like to make a lot of decisions in the course of the day, and that's why we call it fatigue. It's much like a muscle, right? And muscles get tired. The brain also gets tired. And if you read the psychology literature, the brain would much rather work in that habit mode. It's much faster. And so everything we tend to do in the course of the day is a habit. Driving to work is a habit, the routine you have every morning. I mean, many of us don't even remember the drive to work because we're thinking about so many other things, but we're driving. And so what we'd like to get to is this place where the cybersecurity practices and behaviors are habits. And then you don't have to think about it, but you instinctively do the right thing. So we need to minimize the decision-making process for people and try to instill habits.
Do you think the fatigue that people experience in their home and personal use translates also over to their institutional use of computers?
Oh, I do. I do. Because we've also, there are many surveys that have looked at employees in the workplace, and the same patterns, right? Now, it may be reduced a little bit in the sense that the organization takes care of the updates and the backups and the downloading of the patches and things like that. So they don't have those concerns, which we're all faced with in our general use and private lives. But you still have the burden of the passwords, and you still have burdens of certificates and these pop-ups and making decisions. And in a work environment, you are very, very focused on being productive. And this task switching, this idea that your mind can't focus on what you're supposed to be doing because it has to address these cybersecurity issues, makes you less productive overall.
We're speaking with Mary Theofanos, a computer scientist at NIST and co-author of Security Fatigue, published by the IEEE. What can security officers, network administrators, people responsible for network and computer safety do about this, maybe to offset some of that fatigue?
Well, I think, you know, we clearly have identified three things in the paper. And one is limit the number of decisions people have to make. So there are many times when the software could make a decision and make an appropriate decision. So and that wouldn't harm the user and would protect the infrastructure or the security of the system. So limit those decisions if at all possible and help them to do the right thing so that when they get a pop-up or get a message or something, that it's clear what the answer should be if they have a choice so that they don't really have to sit and make a difficult decision. They can just click and move on. And the other thing is to automate some processes for them, right? So good security behavior includes running backups and running them frequently and downloading all the software patches and making sure your operating system is up to date. All that can be automated and run in the evenings. And so, but we need to set those processes up for people, and we don't always.
Isn't that what the continuous monitoring program is all about?
Much of it, yes, is to get those processes in place.
Okay, and you said there was a third item also.
We need to instill habits. And so we're working on that. We're doing additional research. And this time we are interviewing software security experts. So people who work in the field, develop the standards, develop the protocols, et cetera. And we want to compare their behavior and how they react in these situations to how the general public react, because these people clearly have good habits in place. And so we're trying to identify what those good habits are so we can break this cycle that we were talking about of the security fatigue leading to the resignation and loss of control and inaction. And we think we're going to be able to come up with an educational program and a training program from that aspect of the work.
Because even with the best procedures in place by the network staff and the CIO or CISO staff, a careless or fatigued user can still potentially bring a whole network down by clicking on the wrong thing or doing something wrong.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think many times as an individual user, we don't realize our role in this whole picture of the cybersecurity space. And it's incumbent on everybody to practice good cybersecurity hygiene in order to protect the whole, right? So it's this common good concept, right? That you might feel like you're a little cog in this big mechanism, but the reality is our overall cybersecurity posture requires everybody to participate.
So the paper is out there now. What's the reaction been? I think probably people are reading this and saying, or reading about it and saying, "Golly, that's me."
Yes, we have gotten a lot of that. And I think it's very relatable. I think the topic is very relatable because, like you said, all of us have experienced it at some point or another. The question is, when we're in that situation, how do we get out of it? And how do you break that loop?
Well, if you're a virtuoso, you still have to rehearse your scales every day.
Yeah, exactly. And so our cybersecurity professionals are helping us guide, the public and the general user to these correct practices.
Mary Theofanis is a computer scientist at NIST and co-author of Security Fatigue, published by the IEEE. Thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, you're quite welcome.